Today, I just want to announce that I'm taking the additional step in our Commonwealth-wide fight against heroin and opioid abuse, against the epidemic. To further combat this crisis, today I'm issuing a statewide disaster declaration for the heroin and opioid epidemic. And officially, I am declaring this public health crisis a statewide disaster emergency. I don't take this action lightly. We know that this crisis has taken far too many lives. It has broken far too many families. It has decimated far too many communities, and it has gone on far too long. According to the Center for Disease Control, Pennsylvania now has the fourth highest overdose rate in the country. In 2016, we lost over 4,600 Pennsylvanians to this disease. And according to provisional data, we lost an additional 5,260 Pennsylvanians in 2017. Those that we have lost are not just numbers. They're mothers, their fathers, sons, daughters, family members, neighbors, all of them contributing members of our society. They're people whose parents and grandparents I have sat with and heard how devastating this disease is for all of them. We mourn their losses and we try to empathize with the pain most of us cannot even begin to imagine. But as we do, we understand we also have to act quickly and decisively to make sure that those numbers don't continue to grow. So this disaster declaration, while it's not a silver bullet, will open additional avenues for the state to fight back against this public health crisis so that no longer will families have to suffer these kinds of unimaginable losses. The opening of the Opioid Operational Command Center, a command center housed with PEMA, you'll be hearing from Director Rick Flynn in a minute, within PEMA that will track and monitor our progress. This center is part of this declaration. This center will include staff from the Departments of Health, Human Services, Drug and Alcohol Programs, Aging, State, Corrections, the State Police, Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, PEMA, and the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency, PCCD. That's nine agencies will be working together through this center. And that center will be tasked with providing updates on our progress throughout the declaration's duration, which is 90 days by the Constitution. Additional projects to be undertaken under this declaration include allowing EMS providers to leave behind naloxone with users of opioids who lawfully possess the drugs for their own use, or someone else's use who lives in their home. It will allow for pharmacists to partner with other organizations to increase access to naloxone. This declaration will expand access to the prescription drug monitoring program to other Commonwealth departments for clinical decision-making purposes. It will include the rescheduling of fentanyl derivatives to align with DEA schedules. It will add overdoses and neonatal abstinence syndrome as reportable conditions. We'll waive the face-to-face requirement for physicians to intake patients into the narcotic treatment programs that are all over the state. It will authorize the emergency procurement of a long-term contract for DDAPs, that's the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs, Get Help Now hotline, which helps connect individuals in need and their families with the resources they need for help. We'll expand access to medication-assisted treatment for satellite narcotic treatment programs. It will waive annual licensing requirements for high-performing drug and alcohol treatment facilities. We'll move from annual relicensing to biannual every 2 years. So it'll streamline the purchasing of a body scanner to be used on reentrance at Wernersville, where we have seen a very high incidence of abuse and overdose. It will waive fees for birth certificates for individuals with opioid use disorders, allowing them quicker access to treatment and benefits. And it will waive separate licensing requirements for hospitals to expand access to drug and alcohol treatment programs. While the scope of this declaration is broad, and while it affects programs and entities across the Commonwealth, it is imperative that we use every tool to try to contain and eradicate this public health crisis. I have pledged to do everything in my power to stop this scourge and to protect the families and communities of Pennsylvania that are suffering. Because we know that this crisis does not discriminate. It hits every age level, every creed, color, and income level. It hits rural and urban areas. It hits all regions of the state, north, west, east, and south. This declaration follows through on the promise that I've made and recognizes the seriousness of the issue that we're all facing. And this declaration is the latest. It's the latest in a series of steps that my administration, in partnership with the legislature — this is a bipartisan issue — has already taken. In the last 2.5 years, just to review, we have taken aggressive steps right here in Harrisburg, Republicans and Democrats in the Senate and the House, to tackle the heroin and opioid abuse epidemic. We've done a number of things. First, we've redesigned the prescription drug monitoring program. Second, we've expanded and worked to protect Medicaid. We now have 125,000 people whose providers get reimbursement for treatment for substance use disorder. We've provided funding, all of us here in this building, for 45 centers of excellence, for treatment centers. We've created the drug take-back program that allows people to get rid of unwanted prescription drugs. We have one of those, at least one, in every county in Pennsylvania. We've made the opioid reversal antidote naloxone available to all Pennsylvanians through a standing order signed by Physician General, now Acting Secretary of Health, Rachel Levine. We've created 10 sets of prescribing guidelines to assist healthcare professionals to deliver the best, most appropriate care to individuals with substance use disorder. We've worked with Pennsylvania's medical schools to create new curricula. We've created a toll-free helpline to connect individuals seeking treatment for themselves or a loved one. We've limited the number of opioids that can be prescribed to a minor or to anybody in an emergency room. We've expanded access to naloxone by providing funds to first responders and law enforcement officials that will help them keep their supplies up. And we've provided $2 million to expand specialty drug courts throughout Pennsylvania. So while these steps have been significant, we've been working on this for some time, we've made significant progress, we all know that we have more to do. The sheer number of overdoses and deaths show that we need to do a lot more. And the stories that pour in all too frequently and all too tragically from every corner of the Commonwealth show that we need to do more. The need, this need, is what this disaster declaration is about. We cannot stand by, we cannot stand on what we've done as long as this disaster, this disease, continues to ravage our lives, our communities, our families. We cannot stand by, we cannot fail to act in face of this crisis, and we cannot allow more families to suffer the tragedies that they've suffered already. The numbers, again, are staggering. The impact is devastating. We cannot allow it to continue. Throughout the duration of this declaration, we will continue to analyze, review, and change our response based on what we find, what comes out of this declaration, because we need to find solutions that work. And we've all heard the horror stories. The woman who's been through 8 treatment facilities by the time she's 20, she continues to struggle. The dad who broke down in tears begging me for help for his daughter. The police officer who arrived on a scene to find his only minutes late to save somebody's life. Or the grandmother who's raising her grandchildren because they've lost both parents to the disease. These stories are horrific. They're far, far too common. So we're here today to put a stop to them and deliver help to those who need it so that we can stop this loss and rebuild our communities. I want to thank all the agencies for their work, as well as the partners in the General Assembly for their dedication to finding real solutions to beat this epidemic. Today is about pushing forward, about using all the possible tools we have. Today is about the families of Pennsylvania who are suffering. Today is about getting them the help they need.